Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Huntress Moon by Alexandra Sokolov. First published by Thomas and Mercer in 2014, today's book is all about violence against women, the nature of evil, and revenge. FBI agent Rourke is waiting for a rendezvous with an undercover agent from his team. He's waiting on a street corner and watches as a strange woman in a black turtleneck speaks to his agent. Rourke thinks nothing of it until the agent steps out into the street and is run over by a truck. Then the woman disappears. Rourke becomes fascinated with the potential role of the woman in his team member's death. He starts to delve deeper and finds three other deaths where a woman in a black turtleneck was a suspect or a witness. As the clues and coincidences stack up, he begins to wonder what he's uncovered. Why was she there? Is he dealing with a female contract killer? Or even more unlikely, the first ever true female serial killer? Rourke uses all his resources to find out more about this mysterious woman, and his investigations take him across three states. He finds that all three of her victims were men who had raped, molested, or pimped women, men who could be argued the world is better off without. Rourke also has a background in behavioural profiling and calls on one of his mentors to diagnose the suspect. Rourke becomes obsessed with this mysterious female suspect, and as her own dark background is revealed, he's drawn closer to her, blurring the lines between his formal investigation as part of his job and an obsession of his own. Meanwhile, a man and his son come across a blonde woman lying on a beach, and she quickly befriends the boy and then his father. The woman is good to his son, but the man has no idea who his new friend is and what she's capable of, and more importantly, her past and her mission. Now, Huntress Moon is book one of the Huntress FBI series, and I read the whole five-book series in a matter of weeks. And this might actually be the first time I've ever read a whole series in one sitting. Now, the books are designed as a continuing series, like a TV show, so you have to start with book one, Huntress Moon. The writer has a background in screenwriting, so the pace of the book is relentless. The chapters are short, and I was tearing from one scene to another as more and more about the fascinating female serial killer is revealed. Or to be precise, she's not quite a serial killer, because psychologically speaking, serial killers have quite a specific sexual element to their crimes. The villain, or heroine, depending on your perspective here, is more like a vigilante. And once the mysterious woman's background is revealed, rather than feeling pity for her, I found myself cheering her on, and this feeling continued and strengthened throughout the other books. This series has a definite feminist agenda, shining a light on violence against women and the lack of investigation and justice in most cases. This book made me angry and made me wonder what I can do to help these causes. As I said, Huntress Moon is the first in a five-book series, and the books are currently in production for a TV show. So if you like revenge, truly kick-ass women, action and a moral agenda, I highly recommend Huntress Moon by Alexandra Sokolov. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.